Elif kimin behema chayi v'yoyf. If an isha's matol of la, the tzur, that looks like a behema of chayi v'yoyf. So it says what? It shall be gerson at v'lad mal yadivu b'meya. This rule is a mishnah in Masechta Bechoros. It talks about the shaila is, if you have a second kid after this, is a second kid called the Bechor or not? So Mashmur Meya holds that the first one's called the Vlad Nalya, and therefore the second one's not called the Bechor. The Chom say, Achihei by Mitzuris Adam. No, that if an Isha, the first have miscarriage, looks like a Behem of Achaya, it's not called the Vlad at all. And therefore the second one is called the Bechor. Vamapela Sandal, what's going to be if an Isha gives birth to a Tzura? Looks like a sandal. Rashi says sandal like a shoe, meaning to say like there were two kids there and one kid hit the other kid, like the face is punched in. Or else Oishilios, that's a placenta. Oishifriya, that's the skin around the uber itself. Marukim has a little bit of a form to it. Or else Vayetzim Chutach, or else in a case where the uber came out in pieces. Or else, so such a case like this, Abu Achra, the kid that's born after this, is Bechor L'Nachla. The second kid is called the Bechor for Nachla, that's called like the first one to be tzorcha for Yerusha, so get pishnayim. But v'yena b'chor l'koyin, the second one that's born though is not called the b'chor for pidyon haben, because the pidyon haben is totally in pet derechem, and therefore these first things that came out of the mother before, they were considered pet derechem. But those things were not fit to live, therefore they have no din Yerusha, therefore they're not called the b'chor l'nachlo. Rather the second one that's born, that's called the b'chor l'nachlo. Now, and even Rav Meir agrees to this. Now these, I got to tell me and think that the chayom that if mapul kamin min behem min minoyf, that the first kid would live. If so, then Abu Achra b'chol nachlo. Why do we say the second kid that's born is the b'chor for nachlo? Mihevi, why should it be if the first kid that was born that had a tzur of a behem of a chayik could live even for a second? So for that 1 second, the one about Yerusha, so then the second one should not be the b'chor nachlo anymore. So I said, no, that's not a question. Omar Rabba says like this, the Yerlim really I tell you the Chaya, could be even though Anisha's Mapok, in Behem of a Chayim, maybe they could live a little bit. And so the question is, why aren't they the Bechor L'Nachlo? Why is the second one a Bechor L'Nachlo? The answer is, Vishani Yosem, by Nachlo it's different. The Yomakwa, the Pasuk says, Reishis Oinoi. The first kid that you have, the Lashon of Oinoi, Vidashin, Mishali by Dovolov. It has to be a kid that when he dies, the father feels very bad about it. Means it was a kid that was supposed to live, and then he died. But Yotzeh, this type of a Vlad, that looks like a behema, even though it could live for a short while, but Shein Libo Dovo Lava doesn't bother the father when it dies, because he knew right away he can't live too long. So therefore, that's not called in Hilchos Yerusha like a Bechor. Therefore, the second one that's born after this, he's called the Bechor L'Nachla. Ha'kolpon, there wouldn't be a clear proof to say she's Mapo Kamin Behema V'chai V'yayif, whether that Vlad could live a little bit or not, it wouldn't be a good proof. The other Gemara says, Boyi minei Rav Ada bar Avo me Abaya. He has a question like this. The Rebbe may, according to Rebbe may Yeshita, the Yom that he holds, the Behema b'mei Isha, Vlad Mayuhu, that a Behema that's inside the Uber, the womb of an Isha, is called a Vlad Mayuhum, like we said, she's Mapo Kimin Behema, she's called Tumas Leda, because he is called a Vlad. What's going to be the opposite? Let's say, Odom b'meyeh behema mai. What's going to be if a behema gives birth to a Vlad that looks like an Odom, what then will it have? Do we say the main thing is you go boss of the mother, and therefore since the mother is a behema, you're allowed to eat this Vlad even though it looks like an Odom? Or maybe no. So Moses of the mind of Kamina, what's the difference here? The Yishtiruyev, like a behema, has no tumas later. So what's the difference? So Moses says, yes, the difference is, the Yishtiruyev achila. Are you allowed to eat this Vlad now of the behemoth that looks like an Odom? That's the shaila. Do we say it goes boss of the mother, and therefore you could eat it? Or do we say, no, since it has a tzurus Odom, it's like an Odom, you can't eat it? So Mer says, L'chura, V'tif Shadle, why don't you bring a proof, Mehod Rabbi Yechanan from Rabbi Yechanan, that the Yom Rabbi Yechanan says, Ha'ashoychet es a behemoth, somebody shechs an animal, or motza bo de musyon, and inside you find a figure looking like a pigeon. Asur b'achila, you're not allowed to eat it. So here you see, you don't go bosa the mother, you go bosa what this tzur looks like. So must hope yes, one has with the other. Hosam loy parasika v'loy parasika. A yoina, a pigeon, has nothing to do with the behemoth. It doesn't have any legs at all. Not only is it not split, it's not even a parse at all. But hocha, if the vlad itzur looks like an odom, need the parses let the true that not split the hooves, but parsa miyuka, there's a heel there. The odom has a heel. So could be maybe an odom is more daimah to behema than a yoner is. So if it was not clear what the loch would be, if a behema's mapil kimin odom, is it mutatid or not, that's a shayla. Now it says in the Mishnah, v'chom moimrim, that kol shein by mitzuras odom is en of lad. If the uber, this fetus, does not look like an odom, but looks like anything else, she's not tummy later. Omrev yimibarab omrev, hakom moiz, everybody agrees, both Ramei and Chom agree like this, that gufoy tayish, let's say this isha that's being mapo now, and this, so the uber, the tzura, it looks like a tayish, like a goat. But upon of Adam, the face of this fetus looks like an Adam. Said Adam. Everybody, even the Chum, would agree that he go both on the face, and since the face is like an Adam, Avada the mother would have a tumas later. What's going to be goof Adam? This fetus, the body itself looks like an Adam. But upon of Taish, the face looks like a goat. What's the locha? Kulaykulum, it's not called a later. Because what, you go both on the face, and since the face looks like a behemoth, it would not be called a later at all, according to Chachamim. He learns even according to Ramei it's this way. Where's the machlekes for a man of Chomim el shepon of Adam? That even the face, it looks like an Adam. But v'nivra bayin achas kebeim, it's born with one eye like a beima. That's the machlekes. That one eye of this uber looks like a beima. It's enough that part of it looks like an Adam, even though one eye looks like a beima, but since the other eye looks like an Adam, therefore they would have a tumas later. It's called a vlad. The chum say no, cold through a sodom. The face of this fetus has to look completely like an Adam, and if even one eye just looks like a beima, it would have no tumas later. That's the machlekes. Omaloy, they said back. Omaloy, the Rav Yirmiyo Barabom, I've lived chatan, you learned the opposite, not like you. We learned like this. Or yes, it should be Omula. The Chum said back to him. Then we learn not like you. We learn like this. That Tanya, Rabbi Meirem Remeya says, Kol Tzuras, Mashm, any Tzura is enough to give you Tumas later. The Chum Meirem, Mi Tzuras. No, you have to have part of the Tzuras. We learn just the opposite. Remeya asked that, Kol Tzura. The Chum say Mi Tzura. Omlusa said back to Menachnami, Tanya, if you learn like that, very good. But he himself did not learn like this. So Rashi explains that it says according to Ramei you need kol tzura, avada that can't be, because the Mishnah says it is tummy. So Rashi, after it says in Ramei kol tzura, avada means to say just kol shu. If any little bit of it looks like an adam, then it have a tumas later. But the question is what the chum says mitzuris means ashe but mixas tzura nikeris will go in chatzia passive is enough. Not that you have to have both sides of the face, for as long as one side of the face looks like an adam, that would be enough. And here we say not like that. If you said Echnami, Tanya, if you learn like that, very good. But says, if you heard like that, very good. But Shemati, any I heard Merav, man, the way I say it, not like you say it. According to Chomin, it's only Tumas Leda if both sides of the face looks like an Odom. But if just one side of the face looks like an Odom, it would not have Tumas Leda. Nothing more says, Omrev Yirmi Barabo, Omrev Yechanon, Netzach, let's say the forehead of this fetus. Ugevinim, and let's say the eyebrows, the enayim and the eyes, the halistois and the cheeks, like the gabris hazaken and the chin, is if achiyukulam kiyachot, they all have to look like one achiyukulam kiyachot. So Rashi says it means the rabbonin. It goes according to rabbonin shita. Kidem eforish besamach to have yimik rabbonin. It goes according to rabbonin. It appears to rav the plukta the rav tonu polik loyhod the bay. That you don't have to have cold tzura sodom. Kavashna filu rabbanon as naim were not marked upon the ears. Just, oh, it's enough just to have these things. If these things look like an adam, that's enough to say that you have a tumas later. Achekulam kiach, all of them, both eyes and both the whole forehead, has to look like an adam. Ravis says that chas, Ravis is over the name of chas, the name of a person, that metzach v'yagaban v'ayin v'yalosois v'gabas hazokin. There is, you don't have to have both eyes. It's enough to have just half. If half of the face looks like an Adam, that's enough. You don't have to have the whole thing. The Marcel Lepig is no machlekes here, really. Hokum on the Yom are cold tzuras. that you have to have the whole tzura means the whole face has to look like an Adam, or command yom mitzur, it's just part of the face. So part of the face doesn't just mean one feature, it means half of all these things, half of the face, have to look like an Adam. If this fetus has half of the face look like an Adam, then it'll have a tumas later. Meisrei have a question. It says, tzuras ponim shamu. That we say the face, the form of the face. Afilu patzuf echod min ha-patzufim. Even with just one part of the face. Rashi says, afilu patzuf echod means afilu eiver echod, even one limb of it. When eino, just of the eye, looks like an Adam. Oy metcho the forehead, oy listois echod. The dom ili yodin evi vlad. So here it's marked, you don't have to have the whole face, or even half of the face. Just one of these features look like an Adam, that's enough to give it a tumas leida. That's the question. Here it says, suras ponim shamru. Afilu parts of echad, one form of it, but our parts of chutz menaisin is we don't count the ears. So the name, what do you want to tell me? The mechad namisagi, it's enough just to have one. As long as the eye looks like an odd, that's enough. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. So the name of the mechad namisagi, on Rabbi Yabaisa like this, kitanya hi, what do we learn like that? Laka, that's just the opposite. The lack of means even though the other ones look like an Adam, but if one of these features do not look like an Adam, then it has no tumas later. According to Rabbanin, all these features have to look like an Adam. The Machlokes says both eyes, but just not half of the face. Tanya Gemara says now, Kitani Laak if Tanya. Well, Kamandian says cold tzura, that according to Chum, it's only time if you have the whole tzura. So Chizri, if you're only missing just one eye, does not look like an Adam, that also makes it that she has no tumas later. The Iboyasim, another else could be like this. Iboyasim, Leon, command the Yom Mitzurus. No. Even the Kotachom, you don't have to have all the Tzura of the Ponim like an Odom. It's not just part of it. Or Mayechod means Echod Echod, means one one. In other words, just half of the face has to look like an Odom. Not really just one eye. Just it means one eye, one eyebrow, one side of the cheek, one side of the chin. As long as one half of the face looks like an Odom, that's enough to give it a Tumas later. Omar Rav, Rav says like this. Nivra B'yayin Nachas. Let's say this fetus is born with one eye. Over Yerech Echod, one thigh. Minat Sad, it's on the side. Because the one eye is in the right place, the one thigh is in the right place, like a regular person has it. Imo Temeya, then the even is Tamilayd, that's called the blood. But Viemtsa, let's say this eye is in the middle of the face, or the Yerech, the thigh is in the middle of the body, then Imo Terva, that's not called the Surah Sodom, the even remains Terash Yadu Tumas Leda. Omar Rav says, Veshtoy Nokov. Let's say this fetus is born, and his vesh, this windpipe, has a neck of his own, it's like a trefa. Is he my tumeya? Still, it's called a leida, the mother has a tumas leida, even though the kid's a trefa. Vesh the autumn, let's say the windpipe is clogged up, see my terah, that can't live, that's not called the surah sodom, that's worse. Rashi says, sosim's clothes, that's worse. This, just a trefa, we hold trefa chai, trefa could live, so it's called a leida. But if it's clogged up, it can't live at all, that's not called a leida. Turn around, learn like this. Hamapel is gufot, when Isha gives birth to a piece of flesh that's just round, that has no tzura, no form to it. And imo tzumei leida, the mother has no tumas leida. The yezu gufot, and what's called a piece of flesh that has no form to it? Rebbe yomer, kadesh yinotu min achai biyomis. Enough flesh, if you take that flesh off a live person, he would die. The kami notam nechayv, how much is that? Kami notam take off from nechayv yomus. So Rabbi Zacha Yomer, ad vakuva, until the knee of the person. Till the knee. That's how much. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue all this last Gemara again on the next table, start over again. Okay. Yeah, hold up, chav dalad, yes, last Gemara, dav chav gimel beis, was like this. Turn around, again, we'll start the last three lines there. Turn around, how a peles guf autum of an isha has a miscarriage, and what comes out is like autum means it has no form to it. So the locher is any mutumay lady, that's not called a good lady, and she has no tumas lady because of that. So the question is now, v'yezel guf autum, what's called the body? What's called the guf that's autum, that's like round without any form? So, Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, k'deshi notum in a chai v'yomis. Meaning to say, not that the whole fetus has to be just like one round ball. It could be the top part of the baby had a form to it. But if the bottom part did not have a form to it, enough that if a live person would be missing that part of his body, he couldn't live, that's called the gufotum. Now, v'kami notum in the chayv yomis, how much is this that you have to like a live person would be missing from his feet, that he can't live. So now if this fetus has that part of his feet like autumn, without a form, it's not called a leda. So Rabbi Zachi says, Ad ha'akufa.